Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
And it's the business news. Lorcan Allen from the Business Post is with us. And first of all, tell us about the possibility that Old Trafford might be no more, or even if it's a rebuilt Old Trafford, it could be operating under a commercial name.
Yes, Matt, as a business journalist who's also a Man United fan, I must say I'm very conflicted about this one. There's a report today in The Athletic that Manchester United are considering whether to sell the naming rights to Old Trafford if it goes ahead with a multi-billion pound redevelopment of the iconic stadium. The Athletic reports that United have held exploratory talks with some major financial institutions, including Bank of America, as they explore a series of funding options to raise the capital required to fund the refurbishment of Old Trafford. Or potentially to build a new stadium. Now, since Sir Jim Ratcliffe has invested to become a minority shareholder in United, we know that a lot of the 280 million euro in cash that he injected into the club has been earmarked for infrastructure development around the club, including training facilities and upgrading the stadium, which we've seen all the problems with. But a major redevelopment of Old Trafford is going to cost billions. If you compare it to the renovation of Santiago Bernabeu in Madrid, that costs around 2 billion euro. And you'd have to think a similar figure would be required to overhaul Old Trafford. And obviously, Jim Ratcliffe is not going to fund a bill like that out of his own pocket. So raising debt or commercial deals are going to have to be high on his priority list if he's going to get this done.
Would the thing hold? See, this is the thing that I can't imagine Anfield being renamed something else, or even Ellen Road for Leeds. You think of Irish Stadia, you could not rename Croke Park. Nobody would go for it. You couldn't do it with Thomond Park down in Limerick. And yet, the Lansdowne Road is now known by people as the Aviva. Manchester City moved out of Main Road. The Etihad is what everybody associates the stadium with the sports sponsor's name. Highbury it was for Arsenal. Now it's the Emirates. So could it be that despite the fact that Old Trafford is part of the marketing of Manchester United, the so-called Theatre of Dreams, would the fans go for it being named something else? Would it lose part of its brand cachet by doing that?
I personally think it would, but you know, we always say that these things can never happen until they happen, and you've listed out a number of iconic stadiums there that are now named after brands. And, you know, Manchester United have a track record of securing big deals with global brands. They've always been very, very good at the commercial side of what they do, and I'm sure they would have a list of big companies willing to sponsor a new Old Trafford, but I don't think it would sit very well with fans of the club to see the naming rights sold to, as you say, an iconic stadium. And particularly in English football, the names of stadiums, it's very pertinent over there more than any other sport, I think.
You nearly need to move stadium to get away with it to be a new stadium in England. Okay, other things. We had Michael McGrath, the former finance minister, with us earlier in the programme, and he wasn't giving away much about the budget. He couldn't really. It's for Jack Chambers to do with Pascal Donoghue now. But I wonder what Jack Chambers is going to make of IBEC joining with the Central Bank and with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council in warning against a giveaway budget. I wonder, will he take any notice, given that there's an election there to be won?
I highly doubt he will, to be honest, Matt. As you say, IBEC issued its pre-budget submission today, where it warned the government that there is actually limited space to deliver a giveaway budget in the autumn this year. It said the government must hold to its rule to limit spending increases to a maximum of 5%, a rule they've consistently broken over the last number of years. Or they've also warned that the government's existing spending commitments around housing and infrastructure mean it doesn't have that much cash that it can deploy this year. Instead, IBEC is saying that Irish economy is becoming uncompetitive and said that's where the government should prioritise its focus. It's calling on the government to look at areas like employers' PRSI tax and make some cuts there for SME businesses. Now, Ger Brady, the chief economist for IBEC, he said the government has already committed around half the resources available and its fiscal space is very tight. He estimates that the government has only room to spend about 4.5 billion euros this year in its budget, which is less than a third of the 14 billion euro budget package that was announced last year. But as you and I know, Matt, budgets are not simply about economics. Politics always comes into it, and this year more than ever. So the chances of the government and Jack Chambers as a new Minister for Finance listening to the prudent advice of IBEC and others is pretty slim, in my view.
One last one, and we need more wind energy in the country, given the targets that we have to reduce emissions and reduce fossil fuel contribution to our energy bills. So how could it be that when we need that, there's the potential for 80 operational wind farms being shut down?
Yeah, this is a very interesting story, and one I think that may surprise a lot of people. The government always points out that Ireland is a world leader for onshore wind farms and that on a given day, up to 50% of the energy in the country can come from wind power. But the wind industry is warning in a new report today that about 20% of all the wind farms that's already installed and operating in this country could disappear by the end of the decade if the planning system is not amended. Wind Energy Ireland, which is a lobby group for the wind industry, it's claimed that up to 80 utility-scale wind farms, big wind farms around the country, will see their planning permission expire between now and 2030. And these are typically some of the earliest wind farms that were built in Ireland around 20 years ago at the start of the turn of the century, and they're now coming towards the end of their planning life. So Wind Energy Ireland is saying that there needs to be reforms to the planning system to allow these farms to extend their planning permissions and continue generating renewable wind power. Otherwise, the farms will have to be decommissioned and taken down, which would obviously be going backwards rather than what we're trying to achieve as a country. So they're calling for a fast-track planning process to try and allow these existing wind farms to find a new planning extension to their lifetime.
Thank you very much, Lorcan Allen from the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.